Sink. All right. I'm more of a faucet kind of guy, but
yeah.
You know.
Throw
the kitchen
sink at
more of a Backstreet Boy, if you will, you know.
And Chuck, I really appreciate you asking about how my fiance is doing. It was funny. I was actually looking at our YouTube followers and it's you by like follower count for our followers, and it's you, and then it drops down to like someone who has like 300 subs.
No, that's okay. If I'm going to be honest, I do not watch every video. I am sorry.
No, I, Chuck, please, I do not expect you to. If you ever want, if we felt like we had a real absolute banger of an episode, I'm also, if it's helpful, I can also message you, be like, this is one to listen to if you'd like.
Yeah, if you think so, yeah. Because, yeah. You know, whenever your stuff one, comes around in the... in my feed, I usually pick it up, but...
Oh, heck yeah.
Our last guest wants to fight you in a cage match, I think.
Oh, dang.
Wait, so, really? I don't know if you've ever heard of Bumbles McFumbles.
Bumbles McFumbles, no.
He's a YouTuber.
No, he's just jealous that you got to talk about Bao and he didn't.
Yeah, he genuinely was like, are you fucking kidding me? That's the only thing I ever would have wanted to talk about on this show. And then he was like... And then he was like, can I come on Patreon? I want to talk about Diesel. And I was like, well, like legit. He was like, he was super awesome dude, but he was legit like, are you fucking serious that I just got topic stolen by the Shuckmeister twice?
He does love your content though. He's a fan. He's like,
oh yeah, he's a huge fan of yours. He's good. A great guy.
That's good.
Yeah. And Shuck, I actually have to say, I was honestly surprised that you've never really done an extensive piece of content on Diesel before.
You know, I mentioned it kind of briefly in the Iceberg video. I did like a little minute or two segment on it, or less than that. But I've known of Diesel for a while. Just a general concept until you guys reached out. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I'll actually read it now. And I was also shocked. I was like, it is only one chapter.
That's, you know, right?
That is tiny.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm not too worried about us going over time on the 25 pages of material.
No. Okay, so before we start recording, I would like to tell you both about the issues that we have had getting to the fucking beach. Okay, so me and Steph, my girlfriend, we tried going on Friday. We got to Wildwood, New Jersey, and that day there was a fire at the power plant, and it shut off power to the entire island. Nothing had power. The fucking like there were no lights or air conditioning in the hotel.
Did they say how the fire started?
I don't think so. At least I didn't
see. Was Jersey completely like Persona 4'd for like when those Canadian wildfires were going on?
God.
New York City was rough.
My area got hit really hard. I was like knocked out. I couldn't get out of bed. It destroyed me. Like it made me very sick. So thanks, Canada. Thanks.
Yeah.
You literally can blame Canada.
Yeah.
So that's usually me every summer, because I live in the Rocky Mountains now, and it's like the wildfires from California will just come in and blot out the sun, like periodically.
I've seen those. Like it was the first time. I know it happens on the West Coast, but in New York City, literally the sky was yellow.
Jesus. I know, it looked like Persona. Yeah. I was like, what? This is crazy.
I'm surprised you're going with Persona, because wasn't it a yellow sky in part 4 of JoJo?
Dude, you could see like 10 feet ahead of you in part 4 of JoJo. It was, the trees didn't turn purple because of all the crap. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Persona is just a JoJo's reference, so like it all works out.
Persona's a JoJo reference, I see.
It is.
It is?
I assume they literally have kind of stands.
Yeah,
well, they kind of do.
Battles,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's probably also
a little bit.
There's also probably an actual JoJo reference somewhere in Persona. Like I don't know.
Oh, I guarantee
where,
it. Yeah.
There definitely is somewhere.
Yeah. I would not be surprised. I'm gonna look this up. Persona JoJo reference. Let's see.
Gotta be.
Is it First post, is that a monkey fighting JoJo's reference? Oh, someone this... in Persona 5, what is the name of the phenomenon where the second hand looks like it stopped moving? And what? And the answers are a time paradox, a stopwatch, the world in chronostasis.
Right! Yes! Yes! That is, oh my god!
100%. Yeah. That's, no doubt. That's a JoJo reference.
That's a JoJo reference.
Fuck Chuck, yeah. Has there ever been a time where you watched something and just you like were not expecting it, and then you saw a JoJo reference and you're like, hold on a fucking second.
Oh, dude, what was it? Okay, wait. Give me a chance to think, because it was something older that I was watching kind of recently. It's like something from the 2000s. Oh my god, I'm blanking on it right now.
Vintage JoJo.
Vintage JoJo. I know, right?
Yeah, damn. They were on it before anybody else.
It was probably, it was probably some dumb, like, I don't know, some Gundam stuff or whatever. And
that makes more sense.
Like, yeah, someone just made, like, a pose, and I was like, oh, JoJo? Is that Caesar? Like, no, dude, but I can picture the show. I can't remember the name. But, yeah, it comes up a lot. I mean, I don't know. I have a lot of Japanese people at work, mm-hmm. and they all know it. They all know it. It's like, for them, it's like, I don't know, The Simpsons or something.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you're definitely gonna see a lot more JoJo references in Japanese media. I mean, like, you said 2000s, I was like, oh, vintage, but no, for Japanese media, that is not vintage.
Oh, right, like, yeah, because what part would they have been on? They would have been on, like, Stone Ocean or Steel Ball Run at that point. I'm just wow. I mean, yeah.
JoJo's like,
because part
80s.
8 was 10 years old.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
One I loved was I was watching My Hero Academia for a podcast, and one of the characters does Dio's pose. And I had to go check the chapter in the manga, and it's from the manga where he did it.
Hell yeah.
Is it really the same chapter they line up?
Yeah. It's the chapter. So, like, the chapter they adapted.
Yeah.
Of the anime, literally, he does the pose in the manga. Because I was like, guys, I think he's doing Dio's, like, repose. And they're like, oh, yeah, that was in the manga, too. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, it's in, like, a lot. You'll see, like, not that I'm a big fan of, like, slice of life stuff anymore, typically. Mm-hmm. But, like, you'll see it pop up here and there. Like, characters' reaction shots and stuff like that. So, it's pretty good.
Yeah, you'll hear some yada yada disease. You know?
No, I hear those at work all the time, and I'm just like, oh no, JoJo, I can't escape.
Oh no.
Oh, and actually, speaking of Japan, I just booked my honeymoon to Japan.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So,
dude, where are you going?
So I'm doing 3 weeks, and I'm spending 2 weeks in Australia and New Zealand, and then we're going to spend a week in Japan. I'm still playing with the itinerary, but I think our plan is we're going to go straight from the airport to Kyoto. Do a day trip to Osaka, so spend like 3 nights in Kyoto, do Hokkaido for the onsen, and then spend like 4 days in Tokyo.
Damn.
Ooh.
That's awesome, dude.
So wait, what's the... Hokkaido's gotta be, like, you gotta take a plane, right? You're not gonna
not Hokkaido. What's the name of the onsen village?
Yeah, Hokkaido's
Hakone,
like...
right?
Hakone. Okay.
Hokkaido's all the way really north. Far.
It took me a minute. My brain was, like, turning the gears. I'm like, how are you gonna do that in that many days? But,
yeah, I forgot how close Osaka is to Kyoto, though.
Oh, it's like a 15-minute ride on the Shinkansen. It's crazy. God.
When were you last in Japan?
I was just gonna ask. How many times have you been to Japan?
Only once. I was there for a few months. At the end of last year, so I was there on a project for work because basically they had hardware that they were bringing from the they were validating in Japan and bringing to the U.S. So as they were like constructing it and everything in the U.S., I was sent over there to like run some operation like guideline baseline tests that we needed.
I'm just thinking when you said validating, like you just go up and like you give it like a kiss on the forehead and say you're beautiful.
I give
and
it
then
a
you
pat,
sign it
pat.
Off.
Yeah.
And that was totally worth your company spending 10 grand
on it. All right, it's good to go.
Yeah. Well, now it's not anymore because you just broke champagne on a computer.
I haven't been to Japan, but I have been to Italy, which is itself a JoJo reference.
That's true.
Dude, I want to go
America,
to Italy like, so bad.
Italy's fucking amazing. It is gorgeous there. It's incredible.
Which part of Italy was your favorite?
Oh, man. So there was like this little town called Soriana nel Cimino, where it was built on, a lot of towns in Italy are built into castles on mountains. So they all have to handle the fact that it's very hilly. This one did it by making the, like, it was basically an entire town made out of stairs. It was like being in an Escher painting. It was like the coolest fucking place.
That's awesome. Jeez.
It was so awesome. Yeah. Naples is also great. I had amazing fucking pizza there.
Naples is where my grandpa's from. So like,
I was gonna say, shit. I thought you had Italian ancestry.
Yeah. I make that Italians got to tell you you're Italians. You know, as I'm talking right now, I'm already talking with my hands, even though you guys can't see it. But
I remember I was standing in line for like the pizza place in like Naples, which by the way, there are laws that you have to follow if you want to call your pizza authentic Neapolitan pizza. Yeah.
Neapolitan,
like they really care about their pizza there. It's great. You go in there, there are two kinds you can get, with cheese or without cheese, and it's fucking great. but no, I was just standing in line, and the line was like massive, and I was just standing there, and I noticed off to my right there was somebody with a Temple University hat, which is where I went to school. And I realized, oh my God, I got in line next to other people from Philadelphia. What's up?
that's pretty great. Hilarious. I had some people from high school end up at Temple, so that's kind of cool.
Hell yeah.
Mm. That is pretty dope. I'm also from Philadelphia, so Temple was definitely a school close to my heart as well.
But you went to RIT instead.
And people keep popping out of the woodwork where, like, multiple people on the Discord are like, I also went to RIT. We had a guest that went to RIT, and I did not know that until they recorded with us.
That's, wow. Oh, yeah, I remember that. That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was Andy's Islands.
That sounds right.
I didn't know anyone in common, but that was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but are people feeling good? Shuck, I feel like we could definitely talk forever, but I know you probably want to
relax. Yeah, yeah.
I know you want to relax after work, so shall we shift into recording mode?
We shall. I didn't add anything to the bullet points, but I think we can just sort of go off of it, because I did over the weekend, I reread it again, and I realized how kind of funny and stupid it was.
So.
I don't, let me see, just make sure you go through the checklist. Just everyone please make sure their phone is silenced and noise suppression is off. Chuck, that's the button that's to the left of the disconnect button.
Okay.
On Discord, yeah.
Yep. And then, Chuck, so we're not really going to worry about who starts with each section. Like a main recording, it's going to be looser, especially this. Mm-hmm. For the plot summary, we're going to round robin that. So if you see that third paragraph that starts with May gets in the in the plot section, we'll just have you read that. And then, did you happen to have a chance to write a 6-word summary?
No, I didn't. Oh, shoot.
Totally fine if you want to think about it while we're recording.
Wait, yeah, I'll think about it while we're recording.
Yeah, don't stress it.
Yeah.
Also, I'm going to try and time box this recording to 40 minutes. Just Chuck, I know you're a busy guy, so I don't want to take up all your time.
I don't know if we'll need it all given the content.
But I'll give you guys a heads up if we feel like we're getting close to the end of the time.
Oh, my girlfriend just walked in, by the way, so... Hello. Hey, Steph. Yeah. It's like, are you recording? Yes.
Yes.
All right. Shall we get started?
Yeah.
We shall.
So we'll do 3-2-1 sync and then go 3-2-1 sync again.
Mm-hmm.
You ready? Okay.
Yep.
3-2-1 sync. 3-2-1 sync. Awesome. All right. Let's do this. Jordan, it's on you, man.
Oh. You got everything?
Okay. Okay.
Great. Sorry, I was just talking to Steph. Okay, she's going to be quiet. Hey. Hello, our wonderful patrons. Thank you all for your support.
I'm David.
I'm Jordan.
In this episode, we're talking about Diesel, and we are joined by our guest, the Shuckmeister.
Woo, all right.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty well. Yo. Shuck, do you mind It was so much fun recording with you and Bao, and we knew we wanted to have you come back and talk about Diesel, the greatest Iraqi ripoff ever created.
Oh my yes, God, David. Yes,
it is a pleasure.
David pronounced Bao God. Right.
Don't get used to it.
The event, Shuck. Oh God, I'm not even into it. Yeah.
Shuck, sure, for those who may not be familiar.
Yeah.
Shuck, for those who may not be familiar with you, do you mind giving a quick introduction about yourself? Or sorry, mind giving people a quick introduction about you?
Yes, I am the Shuckmeister. I've been doing YouTube now for probably like 9 years or something crazy like that. So I cover usually mostly JoJo-related topics on my channel, but, you know, I delve into science and other sorts of things I like from video games and other sorts of define me.
Now, Shuck, what is this JoJo of which you speak? What is JoJo? Could you summarize all of it in about 5 seconds, perhaps?
Could I summarize a multi-generational manga series that had gone on for over 30 plus years? Yeah.
I believe in you.
I feel like the best summary...
JoJo doesn't like Dio, basically.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like the title JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is the best summary you could possibly give of
it
JoJo.
It is a bizarre adventure, yeah.
And it stars a guy named JoJo.
Yeah.
Basically.
Usually. Yeah.
I mean, you know JoJo. If you're on the internet, you've seen a JoJo meme before. I don't have to tell you. You just know, even if you don't know, you've seen one.
Yeah, and this... this episode is gonna be you're gonna get more out of it if you're familiar with JoJo. That's all I'm gonna say. All right.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh man. No, Shuck, you make some awesome fucking content. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Shuck, do you have any videos coming up that you're really excited about?
Well, I not coming up, but most recently I posted something that was kind of like an internet historian style video delving into the whole announcement of the JoJo's Part 6, the sixth part, Stone Ocean, the anime adaptation. It was announced at a very interesting event, to say the least.
It was.
I'm not familiar with this.
Yes, so it was.
You're gonna have to watch the video.
Yeah, you're gonna have to watch but I did a deep dive into the history behind that, and like a lot of broke down the numbers and like how it was advertised, which was kind of interesting. And yeah, I'll do stuff related to that, or I've got a video coming up more so from like my science perspective, my educational background related to the Oppenheimer movie, so you could look forward to that whenever they come out. But
yeah, I'm excited. Shuck has the same education as Gordon Freeman.
That is true, yeah. I'm a nuclear engineer by trade, so...
But I know you work in transistors now, right?
Yeah. So it's cool. It's cool stuff. Definitely love it.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, man. And shall we dive into the series?
Let's fucking
do it.
Hell yeah. So, Jordan, tell us about these manga details. Well, it's not a manga. These comic details.
It's a comic. So this was written by Joe Weltjens. Its run date was April 1997 to, I guess, April 1997, because it only had one chapter. There are no volumes. It's one chapter.
I listed the page count because we didn't have a volume count.
All 25 of them.
All 25 pages. Oh, and what pages they are. Yeah, so
Shuck, I heard you actually, you just printed out all the pages and made a blanket and you just sleep with it
every
night.
Yeah,
when you get nightmares, you just read a random classic page of Diesel.
Immediately my nightmares turn into utter confusion. They're not abated, right? I just like, oh man, what is going on now?
They're just different now.
Yeah. And then Jordan, I heard that there's actually an explanation about why this got made.
So apparently, I've heard like Joe was really trying to bring JoJo to the U.S., and he was really not convincing anybody. Like, this was back when nobody knew what the fuck JoJo's Bizarre Adventure was. So he was like, You know what? Fine. Fuck it. I'll make my own JoJo. I'll make my own fucking JoJo. And he definitely tried to do that.
Yeah, I'm just imagining Bender, where that famous scene from Futurama is like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll make my own JoJo parody with musical references and quality. You know what? Forget the quality.
With blackjack and hookers.
blackjack and hookers. Forget the blackjack.
Well, yeah,
God,
just...
what a... Yeah, sorry.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to add a little more context. Yeah, it came out, like, the reason nobody knew about JoJo's at this time, especially in the West, was it came out, if I'm correct, in 1997, so about a decade after the original JoJo's started being serialized in Shonen Jump and stuff. So,
yeah,
I could only imagine, like, maybe there were some people in the West that knew about it, but scanlations weren't nearly as widespread by that point. You know, the whole bad JoJo translations, the Duang scans, as they're called, those came around in, like, the mid-2000s, 2004-ish. So
I mean, anime and manga as a whole barely had, like, any foothold in the West at that time. You know, like, there was a little bit, you know, like, DBZ was kind of building steam and stuff like that. But, like, even still, like, you had to, like, work hard to import shit, you know, like... I remember even in the early 2000s, like, it was, like, names like Vampire Hunter D and shit that, like, nobody talks about anymore.
Yeah, I just, I will say, this guy was definitely an OG if he knew about JoJo in 1997.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Jeez.
I don't begrudge this guy, man. He tried. He actually tried.
He tried.
He tried!
So why don't we... Shall we hear about the fruits of the labor in the plot summary?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Jordan, take it away, my man.
We see a fancy mansion just as the doors are busted down by a big blue fist. A guy in a trench coat with short blonde hair walks into a fancy dining room where a guy with long blonde hair puts down a wine glass. 3 months earlier, we see the long hair blonde guy meeting with a man named Mr. Evans, where we learn that his name is legitimately Mr. Botha. Mr. Botha. Botho, he's... You already know both of these nuts, bro. Botha activates... Yeah, you get it, yeah. Both of these worlds, anyway, Botha activates his stand and kills Mr. Evans. Blonde trench coat guy, whose name is Thomas, walks towards a house where he's attacked suddenly by a guy named Joseph. Joseph, is that a JoJo reference?
Oh my god!
Whoa!
And
he's got an electric...
Imagine if the offer was like, actually, it's pronounced Jamas.
It's pronounced Jamas. Giuseppe Joestar.
Oh god. Yeah, but apparently Joseph has an electric stand, and yes, listener, they call them stands. They are stands. Popcorn David.
They fight until a girl with the platonic ideal of a Rob Liefeld body appears to stop them. Her name is May, and she yells at him before hugging him because women. Am I right? God, yeah, I forgot how women were drawn in the mid-90s.
Oh, God. It is the most. Oh.
They're like, you've seen a girl before, right, Joe? He's like, sure.
Yeah. In a comic book drawn by Rob Liefeld, right?
They then introduce Thomas to, in no particular order, a bunch of characters who all die, so I'm not going to read their names off.
No, you have to, because
fine.
One of them is
spoilers.
One of them is named Jet fucking Lee.
Yeah, it's just Jet. Yeah. It's just actually Jet Lee is there.
It is
Jet Lee.
That night, May talks to Thomas about how both their dads died. That guy in the first part of the chapter was probably one of them. Joseph goes missing, so they follow a dog named Chewy to find him. He's in a pool of blood, but it's actually the blood that's attacking them, and Joseph immediately gets his head ripped off. Popcorn shuck.
So May gets attacked after stepping on a twig when she determines that it targets by sound. Sounds a little familiar. And then, sadly, everyone's favorite character, Alex, gets his foot cut off. ZZ summons a mech, which the blind enemy stand user says is called Black Templar.
Oh, God.
Now, honestly, though, that's kind of like a sick name. Like, I thought it would be like a holy crusader, but no, it's just a mech called Templar.
I mean, honestly, it kind of also does fit Part 3's naming scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then because this was before it was so blatant that it was music references.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, there were a few that were like, oh yeah, I see where it's going with that. Like, haha, Jay Guile. But
the moment in Part 1 where the entire plot stops dead so that Araki can have four vampires say that they are list off their names and it's the members of Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
It literally is. It's amazing.
Yeah. Like, there's no reason to do that other than Araki just wanted you to know he was making a reference.
Okay, so Thomas helps them all get away before running after the bad guy himself, led by Chewy, the dog. But unfortunately, in true JoJo's fashion, the dog is immediately murdered.
He
because
really
damn,
did it.
This really is JoJo's.
Really
the bad guy's got to kill the dog.
God, what a! I mean, this is when this gained so many points for killing. Out of context, this gained so many points for killing a dog.
So true. Oh man.
Yeah, one chapter. There's only one chapter of this. Barely anything happened. But this guy made fucking sure he killed the dog. He knows
in
what's
the first
important.
Chapter, yeah.
In the first
chapter. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of funny because, like, the first chapter of JoJo's, he didn't kill the dog. He waited, like, 3 or 4. And then he was like, okay, now it's time to kill him.
Yeah.
Poor
yeah.
Danny. Rest in peace. Yeah.
R.I.P. Danny.
But, anyways, this bad guy is killed by another bad guy who Thomas says is named Chibot. Chibot says Thomas passed the first test. And there are no more tests because the comic just didn't continue. There are no more chapters.
There are no more chapters. No more. No.
So, yeah, I don't know. What are we thinking? That's a pretty apt summary of how it goes.
Yeah.
I think so.
Chuck, do you have any particular thoughts about Thomas as a character? Or, sorry, Jamis?
Jamis.
This is Toto's Bizarre Adventure.
Toto's Bizarre. Yeah, Tom. Yeah, I guess, like, he looks like your typical, like, 1990s American, like, comics protagonist, right? How can you have, like, a deeper understanding of who he is? Because we don't know anything about him other than he just stands there and looks cool. Of course he's American,
there.
Of course he's blonde. But...
He's got a stand that looks like if Star Platinum did steroids.
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about the stand, which, if I'm remembering correctly, is called, like, is called Meta something?
But then they also say something about Ryu, which they say is, like, Dragon King, and I had no idea why they brought it up, and I was like, is that the name of the stand? I don't know. Hey, I may as well just bring it up right now. Why the fuck is this called Diesel?
I don't know, but there is a cool band called Dragon King. I just want that for the record.
Okay.
It didn't exist at the time, but the author was new.
But like,
well, it's called Diesel because his name is Diesel, right?
Is it? They don't say it ever. They don't list. There's no point in this manga where somebody says the word Diesel. It doesn't happen.
No, you see,
dude, you're right.
There's a car that drives by.
Like, wait, no, doesn't he show up on, like, the car he drives in?
Yeah,
has to be a diesel-powered engine.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the 90s, those were more common, I think, maybe. Possibly.
Elon Musk hadn't invented stealing the claim that he had created the electric car yet.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And then there's Mr. Bofa, where we already said I had in my notes both of these nuts.
Yeah. Also, he's very obviously Dio, like, obviously Dio.
Yeah, it starts at, like, the Joestar Mansion, and of course, he's blonde, he's evil, he's got, like, his own little stand that can just cut people, like, Darth Maul them.
Yeah,
whatever.
I guess. He's dripping wine, which... He's drinking wine, which is a very vampire thing to do, of course, because what is a man? A miserable pile of secrets, as we all know.
You know what would have made this the best comic ever?
What?
If Thomas and his friends were like in the mansion and they get separated, and then he walks into the room with Mr. Bofa, and he goes, "You know why they call me Bofa?" And you say, "Why do you?" "Because I kill both of your friends." And then he just throws their corpses to him. That would have been the best comic
Rattle
ever made.
Boys.
This comic literally predates the both of me.
I know. Dude, this guy is from the future. He knew Dragon King was a band.
Yeah, that's what
so
it is.
So retroactively,
else is
he put
Dragon
a music
King
reference.
Ever. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. But I just wish, like, it's so much information so fast in, like, these 25 pages that even if this was, like, gonna go anywhere, right? This guy's like, nah, I just want to, like, put JoJo's to page and, like, you know, like, how can you even follow it? Like, I was laughing half the time I was reading this.
Yeah.
Like, this is... This is so goofy.
Let me pause though, and then I assume we have now fully migrated into why it failed.
Yes.
Oh, not necessarily. Well, I guess we could have. Yeah.
If you want to tie this to Bofa,
not
Bofa
particularly
these segments.
Bofa these segments for why these, this is what we're talking about.
I mean, David, it's really not like there's anything else we can say about Bofa. Like I don't know. What the fuck.
All right.
Hey, the dog is named after Chewbacca, very important character. We have to know that Star Wars does exist in this universe.
True. Although Chewbacca was also named after George Lucas's dog, Chewie. So, perhaps...
It's Dogception.
Oh, my God.
How do you know it's a different dog? They just run into George Lucas. He's like, how's my precious dog Chewbacca doing?
I feel like maybe...
doing all right.
I feel like this guy... picked up on the fact that Araki uses references, but he only picked up on the movie references, like how Dio's named after, like, Marlon Brando, and, I mean, Ronnie James Dio, which is a music reference, but, you know, so it's like, there are a few, or at least a couple movie references here, or at least one, which is that Jet Li is a fucking character in this for a panel.
It's so weird.
I also really, I think it is so funny that he just flash introduces three characters, tells you nothing about them, and then just has one of them get, like, brutally injured, and it's like,
proceeds to kill them and, like, maim them.
Yeah,
you know, that is a Chad move as an author, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do love how that guy had a fake out pool of blood and then immediately kills him instead of just actually making it his own blood.
Yeah, I feel like that kind of was almost a JoJo thing where it was like, oh, you're covered in blood. No, the blood is what's killing me.
So, like, okay, yeah, before we move on, like, there is one important character. Basically, the character this all revolves around is that blind stand user. Right?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
Very, very obviously a reference to Enduel from, like, the second half of JoJo's third part, Stardust Crusaders. So. Yeah, basically at that point, you know, Araki's writing part three, and he gets to the point where he's used up all of the tarot cards, and he's like, ah, I still have 9 ideas for characters, powers that we could use. Man, how am I going to make this work? I know, Egyptian gods. So he comes up with this guy named Enduel, who has this stand Geb. Now, I might be missing my Egyptian mythology or something, but I thought Geb was related to the earth and not to water, but I could be mistaken on that.
I mean, Araki read that Egyptian textbook like years before he wrote that. You can't expect him to remember that shit.
That's true. So
it is crazy. Oh, yep. Sorry.
Oh, no,
this
gone,
is before
gone.
Wikipedia, okay?
That's true. Oh, God, when Wikipedia was created, Araki must have had the best time of his life.
Oh, yeah. Araki just has, like, Encarta in 10 CDs on his computer.
He takes me as the kind of guy who, like, when the encyclopedia salesman comes by, he only buys one letter and he has to spend, like, a lot of time thinking of what letter he wants. he's like, he buys S and he's like, shit, man, I should have gone with W.
Instead.
All right, but to get into things that failed, I think the biggest thing is this makes zero sense if you're not familiar with JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Oh, absolutely. Because
they do not explain stands.
Yeah, what the fuck is a stand if you're just reading this out of complete context?
Mm-hmm. And it's so, like, weird, too, because, like, they introduce so many. So not only do you have so many of these characters introduced, but, like, without a single moment, like, it just opens with Metahammer just bashing through this door or whatever. And you're like, oh, okay, that's aggressive. It's like, then he's a ghost and he disappears. It's like, oh, where'd that guy go? Where did Blue Hulk go?
Yeah, right? Like, honestly, they probably shouldn't have called them stands. Like, because that's a word that, like, doesn't make any sense without context. And they gave it no context. Like, literally, we hear stand when he shows up and Joseph... I would say different from JoJo, but I don't know. Maybe that guy's last name was Joestar. We'll never know. He has an electric stand, and I think that's like the first time we hear stand. But
yeah.
The point is, it's like, the fuck is that?
I just love how he's like, old, reliable, and electric stand. So there's a shitload of stands that have the exact same power.
Yeah. I mean, there might be, yeah. Hey, this predates Red Hot Chili Pepper, right?
It does, yeah. That was probably the most, like, fundamental stand ability he didn't use in Part 3.
So it does in Part 3, right? But I think Part 4 was serialized by the time this comic came out.
Let's see.
So, yeah. Part 4 would have come out before this, I think mid-90s, so.
Okay, so this guy
came out. Chili Pepper was pretty early in that part relative to the rest of them.
So never mind, this guy has no original ideas, I take it back.
I mean, no, electricity, you can't, like, copyright trademark electricity.
I'm gonna copyright electricity. Who are you, Thomas Edison? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that would actually be a cool idea if it was. So we read Hungry Joker, which was based on, like, famous scientists. Mm-hmm. So imagine if your stand was named after a scientist and it was based on something famous. So, like, your stand Benjamin Franklin had electric powers.
Dude, that would be so cool. Yeah,
fuck, that's really good. We can do, what it could have done. That idea.
Alexander Graham Bell can give you psychic telekinesis to communicate.
Yeah. And Elon Musk just lets you steal powers from other people. God.
No, you in that did we do so in that manga, the main character, I believe it's the main character, so you know Gregor Mendel. You know, he discovered how things pass on their genes using peas. Well, by having Gregor Mendel's peas, you gain the power over evolution. And another character has Newton's apple, which gives him gravity powers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the level of stuff that we're talking about with Hungry Joker. Anyway.
Okay. And this offer then made Black Clover.
I did not know that, but that's an interesting stepping stone. Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
But back into this. Shuck, do you have anything that you haven't brought up yet that you think the series really didn't do very well?
Oh, the series. General pacing. Art. Yeah, art God. Was just like...
Not
the
good.
Art was just okay. It's not good. It doesn't, like, say anything. Like, the framing of all the panels is just very, like...
Yeah.
Aside from, I think, the very, very last one, where it's kind of like the Jotaro standing over Enduel bit, right? There was nothing that really stuck with me after I read it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this author does something that, like, a lot of 90s artists, honestly, a lot of artists today do, where it's like the men are drawn like human beings and the women are drawn like fucking aliens with, like, their bodies protruding in strange ways to show off, like, their curves and, like, pits that are, like, fucking bolted on. And it just, like, looks like these are two different species, kind of, you know? Like,
See, I like it in One Piece when Oda sexualizes the men too, and everyone has like an 8-pack.
Oh yeah, Oda has said Zoro
equality, right?
Oda has said Zoro has the largest breast size, has the largest chest size of the Straw Hats. That is canon. Zoro or Himbo. Yeah. Also, we have to talk about those stupid fucking text boxes where they use see-through text boxes before
I
font.
I saw that. Yeah. Like, why? Why? What was the point? Please tell me. Who hurt you?
How did your editor not say this is an awful idea?
David, you want to explain, like, exactly what was the problem here?
Yeah. So there are multiple occasions where a character has a dialogue box which is transparent and then has white text, so you barely can read what it's saying.
Yeah, it's really bad. It really just makes it incredibly difficult to read some parts. Like, I had to, like, squint at certain moments and, like, zoom in order to figure out what the fuck I was even looking at.
Mm. God, it was... ugh. I feel like we'd stay in this section forever, but we don't have a minute of time. Does anyone have anything they're really passionate about saying, or shall we move on to what I did well?
One last thing. May kind of looks like a dude in some panels, and it's really off-putting.
Yeah.
That's kind of bouncing off the alien kind of thing that you said, but yeah, it's like so, it's just like they took one of the guy's faces and put it on that weird body.
Oh, it's, yeah. It's God. Very
now kinda, I can't unsee that strange. Now that you mentioned it.
I mean, the faces damn are it, all off-model.
They are. Some of them are so stupid.
Everything's off model, honestly. Just constantly in this art. Yeah.
Hey, when everything's off model, nothing is.
Nope.
That's true.
No, okay.
No, it's not.
All right, let's get into it. All right, fine. Then let's get into positives. Jordan, what's something nice you can say about this?
The stands kind of look cool. I'm gonna be honest.
They do.
The designs of the individual stands, I think he kind of nailed a little bit of Araki's like mech designs, honestly, like a little bit. I feel like it just some of them just kind of looked like, yeah, that's a stand. You did it.
Yeah, standout one.
Hey,
for me would nice. be Black Templar, which like I love the name. The design is just a mecha, and it just shoots fire. So like, you know, I give it a solid B. B tier on the stand tier list.
You know, that's pretty good, actually.
I do feel like, I guess, Metahammer, he really does just look like Star Platinum on steroids. He looks like beefy-ass Star Platinum.
He's Rob Liefeld.
You know, going back to the One Piece reference, it kind of looks like Nightmare Luffy, if you think about it.
Oh, God, you're right.
Or, like, if you took Blanka from Street Fighter and had him cosplay Star Platinum.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man.
Another positive is, you know, I have to at least give him credit that he has a woman of color as a main character.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, that is a little bit of diversity that, you know, in the 90s, you wouldn't have expected.
Sure. Fair, yeah.
Listen, absolutely. I'm not saying that this series, I'm kind of scraping the barrel with nice things to say.
these are... We're kind of damning with,
you know,
with faint praise
here. It could have had potential. If you really think about it, right? This kind of story, why JoJo's was so popular in Japan, and it's probably why like all the other kind of psychic battle manga and comics and games are popular nowadays, especially in the West, is that these ideas are kind of interesting because the power isn't inherently in the person that's using the ability, right? So they're still a person. Yeah. They still have the weaknesses of being a human being. It's not like they're made out of fire and they can just control flames and stuff like that. So there's an aspect of that that I think, especially because everyone's so brutalized this first and only chapter, I get a sense that it's okay that, or it's not... Not that it's okay, but it's kind of maybe expected if the series was going to continue on, nobody's safe. And that's what I mean by it has that potential because, okay, I can keep coming back and keep getting excited for who's going to be alive by the end of this, right?
I mean,
obviously, Diesel is, right? Tom Diesel is, but yeah.
Well, I mean, whoever the fuck Diesel is, probably still be there. Like, Yeah, no, this is definitely about Diesel, which is the Kevin Nash's wrestling name in the 80s. That's who.
Maybe that's what it's about. Named after.
I mean, hey, whatever. No, I mean, I guess I could say that because he didn't explain a lot of stuff, but like raise a bunch of questions, I kind of wish there was a second chapter so I could learn a little bit more about the shit he was saying, because I am actually kind of interested.
You could tell he was actually going to start doing his own thing if he had like another five issues of this.
Yeah. I think the problem is that as much as he tried to get out of the way in the first chapter, he needed two chapters at least to set things up. Or at least a double chapter. He needed bare minimum 50 pages. At least at his skill level. You know, like a better comic book author could have gotten away with this.
Can you imagine Alan Moore writing JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
I would kill to read that.
I would like that interpretation. Yeah. Just to see.
Oh, God. Frank Miller. Everything's all edgy.
Like, yep. My stand called... fucking... I don't even know. Women would be...
Oh, God. The women, yeah. The women would all be whores. Yeah, the whores. Yeah, like,
you know. Speaking of other diversity, they had the antagonist be someone who was disabled. You know, blind. I appreciate that. You know, going right out the gate. I mean, of course, it's a ripoff of JoJo's, right? But for all of the arcs to rip off, that was a pretty good one. You know.
Yeah, I mean, they had Azizi. He's a black character.
What if his last name was Top?
That would fit with JoJo. Okay.
I feel like Shock is just losing it.
Oh, God. I'm deep. Fucking Jesus Christ, David.
Who also is a JoJo character?
Stupid. Yeah.
Right. We're in miscellaneous spots down.
I can't believe
I said true Iraqi based with the dog death.
Mm-hmm. It had to be. It wouldn't have been a JoJo's ripoff without it.
That's how you knew it was bona fide a JoJo ripoff. Like, if Iraqi was building his case against this guy, like, if he actually gave a shit, which why the fuck would anybody? If he actually was suing them, like, they got past all the stand stuff and the jury still wasn't convinced. And then he's like, look, he kills a dog. And then they're all like, okay, you're right. Yeah, no, that's, yeah.
Do you think Iraqi knows this exists?
No.
No, unless he's the one who sent a cease and desist. That's why it actually stopped airing.
He wasn't going to send the cease and desist. And then he read it and he was like, no, get out of here. No.
Imagine having an Iraqi signed copy of this.
Oh, God. No, that would be amazing. You go to an event and you just hand him a copy of Diesel and ask him to sign it.
Please sign it.
Oh, that's like, oh, my God. That's like, I feel like I saw something where, like, it might not literally be this, but I think it's like they got John Romero to sign a copy of Quake 3 or something.
Oh, that's awesome.
I thought you were gonna talk about that time someone tried to get Ezra Miller to sign like an Avengers book and he refused.
Oh, God, no, I didn't know about that. That sucks.
Yeah, it's the reason why he kidnapped that person.
God, it might.
Ezra Miller's such a fucking mess. He's just like, you know why I can't sign this, right?
No.
He's like, come on. He's like, he's really like, condescending to him. Like, this lady clearly didn't know that like Marvel and DC were different things, and he's like a huge asshole to her.
Ezra Miller they seem like a fucking dick.
You know, all I saw from
Jordan,
the Flash
kidnapped
was
someone.
Like,
I didn't know
when
about
I saw
that.
The Flash of microwaving babies. I'm like, oh man, this is
Chuck. What were you saying?
I said like I just saw a clip of the Flash microwaving babies, and I'm like, huh, seems like Ezra Miller.
God. I just saw when he like randomly choke slammed a fan.
Yeah, Ezra Miller is not a good person.
No, yeah. Clearly not. Jesus.
See, look what happens when we talk about Western comics. We start talking about Ezra Miller.
Ezra Miller in the Diesel adaptation.
Diesel. You know, he'd fit right into this universe, honestly.
He'd be a good Botha.
He would. Yeah.
Shut up.
For the TV adaptation on the CW streaming.
Oh God, could you imagine? Yeah, every there's 25 episodes, each episode is one page. It's a 30-minute adaptation of a single page of this comic.
God, what a fucking awful 25 pages.
Yeah.
So why don't we give our final verdicts, where I think we would all say this is a certified flop, which yeah, we can't say because this is the entire series.
Yep. Yeah, this is such a flop. It's total certified. This is not good. This is very bad.
If I know something that's not Kino, that's this.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Jordan has gotten mad that I've added the term Kino back into my circulation of just terms I use.
Yeah.
Wait, what's wrong with Kino?
Absolutely hates it.
No, you don't understand. First, David started saying based out of fucking nowhere, and he said it all the time. And then suddenly he was just like, nah, I'm done with based. Now I'm just going to say Kino all the fucking time.
Kino.
You don't get it. I've known David for a long time. He hasn't said these words until suddenly, where he's made a point to just start saying them. That's my issue.
Why,
but see,
David?
Shuck's a
why?
Fucking legend.
I appreciate Kino, but why?
See, I was like, Shuck knows exactly what Kino is. Oh, God. I was talking in the episode, I think, where we were like, I want to commission someone drawing someone just handing Martin Scorsese a copy of Chainsaw Man and asking, is this Kino? Jordan, if you know what I want for my birthday, there you go.
All right, I'll keep that in mind.
All right, and then are people feeling good about their six word summaries?
Yes, I am.
All right, Jordan, why don't you go first?
He even killed the fucking dog.
I love it. How about you, Shuck?
American JoJo should be tried again
in court.
I mean, the second best the second best JoJo part is set in America, so you're not wrong.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, yeah.
And then my sixth summary is, and then pretty much everyone died.
Yep.
All right.
Wait a minute. Wait, I gotta hold up. I agreed with that. The second best part. Which part were you talking about? Wait a minute.
And that's our show, everybody. No, I still believe 4 is the best part, followed by 7.
Okay. You know,
yeah, I think
respectable.
That's a good segue. I was gonna say, instead of making a recommendation, let's just say what our favorite JoJo part is. And what JoJo part do you think someone should read instead of this?
What JoJo part should you read instead of this part?
Are you implying that they should part skip, David?
Sorry, what JoJo part should you reread?
Thank you.
Instead of this.
Yes, don't skip parts. No skipping parts.
Shuck, did you have an opinion on Mother's Basement, where he created his own read order? Did we talk about this last time? I forget.
Maybe we talked about it last time. I don't recall, but I had an opinion. I disagree for pretty obvious reasons.
I think, Jordan, it's like, what was it? It was like read part 3, and then I know he splits a part in half.
Now you're going to make me Google the basement order, and that's going to be in my...
It's a very unique interpretation. I'm a big fan of just read it in chronological order.
I mean, look, I read it in a weird order, but you shouldn't do what I did.
In a bizarre order, you mean?
Yeah, what did I... I feel like I read 1, 2, 6, and then I watched...
Okay, so the order is part 4... Diamond is Unbreakable, part 2, Battle Tendency, part 5, Golden Wind, part 3, Stardust Crusaders, part 1, Phantom Blood, part 3 again, the other half of Stardust Crusaders, part 6, 7, 8. I'm like, what?
Why?
I kind of understand the rationale for, like, hey, you've seen this series a couple times and you want to, like, because what do they call the order of, like, watching the Star Wars movies? Like,
I was just thinking about that. Yeah, like...
It was that concept. I can't remember what the order was called, but...
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like the slaughter order or something?
Yeah, the slaughter order. Right. So, I get that, but at the same time, this is just, like... And he tried to justify it, and, you know, credit where credit is due. He tried to justify it, but like, it's not great. So it's you're not going to get more out of it by doing it that way. You know what I mean?
It's also,
I mean, here's the thing.
If you're
planning on doing like your fifth rewatch of JoJo and you're also planning on a sixth, then sure. I mean, hey, that might be a good way to switch it up, you know? But if that's like your only viewing, no, absolutely do not fucking do that. Horrible idea.
Right, because you can make an argument, like, for example, I want to jump into part 7, and without going into spoilers too much, let's say you just jump into part 7, not saying you should be skipping parts, and then you go back to read part 1. There's some value in that because you can see how those stories intertwine. Right.
I also do like kind of like the idea of stopping Stardust Crusaders, then reading part 1 and then jumping back. It's almost like you go into a flashback. That is kind of interesting.
Yeah, like I see where the rationale comes from, but I just think it was that's not the right way to execute it. Like, why would you introduce Giorno and Golden Wind and everything before even Dio's introduced in any of this?
Starting with part 4 is a bold decision.
Yeah.
Imagine if we just get really meta and we talk about the page read order for Diesel.
Oh my goodness.
Like, you could read it from page
no,
one, but I'm more of a start with page
18.
Yeah,
18
with page skipping. Yeah. Page skipping.
The story also has a huge flash forward at the start. So actually, there is argument you could read in a different page order.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, I think that's a good transition into, let's wrap things up where I want to say, Shuck, absolutely, this has been a total blast. Thank you so much for joining us once again. We always have a great time recording with you.
Absolutely do.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Like, it was a blast. I love coming on, and yeah, cannot wait.
Shuck,
yeah,
where can our wonderful listeners hear, or sorry, where can our wonderful listeners watch all the amazing things you do?
Yes, you can follow me on YouTube, The Shuckmeister. So, yeah, just subscribe there, and yeah, you'll see my videos. They'll pop up every once in a while.
Do it.
This reminds me, by the way, did you know on Broadway there's a new musical called Shucked?
No way.
It's actually pretty good. I saw it like 2 months ago.
Wait, what is it about?
It's about corn.
Yeah, that checks out.
You got really excited. You're like, they made a Shuckle musical? No way.
No, not a Shuckle. I thought it'd be like about oysters, maybe. You know,
you could be shucking oysters,
but no, corn is a lot less interesting. But you said it was a good musical, so
hey, don't diss the corn.
Listen, Shuck, if you're ever in New York, my treat. I'll treat you tickets to go see Shucked. Okay, it actually
sounds
won like
good.
5 Tonys.
Wait, what? Okay,
yeah,
so it's actually got clout. What? Wow.
It's actually a critically acclaimed. I think it won like best original song or something.
Wow.
Let me check.
Okay, I know what soundtrack I'm listening to tonight.
Yeah. It only has one good song in it, and it's the song it won.
Okay.
Aww.
Sorry, one win and 9 nominations.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shucked, you're like, fuck, now what am I going to call my musical?
Yeah, exactly. Meister, I don't know. I don't know.
Master of the Meisters.
Masters of Shucks.
Yes. All right. And then, Jordan, I also want to thank you for being master of the co-host and doing a great job with everything else you do for the show.
Thank you, David. Thank you so much for being a wonderful MC.
Oh, thank you. Jordan's pretty much my stand, actually, now that I think about it. I just summon him for 2 hours a
summon
week.
Yeah, that's what happens.
And then you go back into the go away, you fade into existence, and then
exactly.
Only awoken back up for the podcast.
I also want to give props to Illuminati for the awesome cover art. Jordan, is there anything you want to add?
Yeah, check out Mission Ignition. That's it.
Yeah. I love it. All right. And then I want to say thank you again to all of our wonderful patrons. We cannot make this content without you, and it's been a lot of fun having guests come back.
Absolutely. Yes, thank you, patrons.
Thank you, patrons.
Oh, and Shuck, of course, because this is patron only, I'll definitely send you an MP3 of this episode when it's done.
Ah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. But yeah, that's the ball game. So bye.
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 All right. Oh.
Cool.